Senate passes drops big beautiful bill, now one final step from President's desk. By Bradley J. on July 1, 2025. President Donald Trump is one big beautiful step closer to signing his signature legislation into law. The Senate passed the big beautiful bill Tuesday after a 27-hour amendment votorama, a new record. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote on final passage, as well as during a couple of final amendment votes beforehand. The bill includes an enormous assemblage of Trump's campaign promises on border security, energy, national security, spending cuts, and taxes. The bill also includes Medicaid reforms and an increase in defense spending. It didn't come easy. Tensions have been high at times, but we're at the end now. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, the Budget Committee chairman, said with enthusiasm through bloodshot eyes during the final vote series. That final series of votes came after an agreement ensuring Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, has the votes to pass the legislation and wrap up amendment votes. But in the spirit of the exercise, last-minute drama cast the bill's future into question. At 10:12 a.m. EST, senators were instructed to make their way to the floor and plan to be in their seats in 15 minutes. Over an hour later, a large group of senators was still huddled at the dais negotiating with the help of Senate staff, including Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough. Eventually an agreement was reached, and the Senate, anxious to end the marathon session, breezed through the final votes. Senators Tom Tillis, RNC, and Rand Paul, RKY, who voted against proceeding to the bill, voted against its passage. They were joined by Senator Susan Collins, Army, whose amendment to raise taxes on billionaires to pay for a fund for rural hospitals was soundly defeated. Her amendment received a bipartisan smattering of 22 votes. Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, required a last-minute agreement on a Medicaid carve-out for her state after the Senate parliamentarian ruled the prior agreement violated the much-ballyhooed Byrd rule which governs what can be included in reconciliation bills. Her withdrawal of support, despite receiving an additional carve-out for Alexa on food stamps, threw the bill's passage into question. The path ahead is arduous. The big, beautiful bill now heads to the House, where a handful of moderates have protested the Medicaid reforms, and a large block of spending hawks, mostly consisting of House Freedom Caucus members, want more spending cuts in line with the version of the bill the House sent to the Senate. The first procedural vote is expected Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Yet Trump's July 4th deadline remains in reach. And Trump is likely to lobby, cajole, threaten, and twist arms, or whatever else is necessary, to secure his signature legislative achievement. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.